I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Brad Biggs is the football man for the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a dear friend of both of us. And Biggsy joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Biggsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot going on. There is a huge game coming up on Sunday. We will get your pick for that in just a bit. But the Bears also have not only the same offense as one of the teams in the Super Bowl, but a really good quarterback. Unfortunately, he's got a shoulder injury. How does that affect the offseason? How does that affect the thinking? Does that mean you have to go out and get yourself a starter in free agency like a lot of people were hoping?
Yeah, I don't think this shoulder injury is probably going to impact too much of Mitch Trubisky's offseason. Certainly, it could affect some upper body lifting and things of that nature, but he was able to throw with this shoulder injury during the season, and they can't get back on the field for quite a while. The voluntary offseason program doesn't begin until, I believe, April 22nd, which is quite a ways away. And they're not able to go out and start working on the field right away when they do that. So the idea that Mitch will be able to probably do what they need him to do on the field in May, I think is realistic. You're not going to expect a ton out of him, and it's his left shoulder. It's not the throwing shoulder. So I don't think the shoulder rehab situation for him will have too big of an impact on him, and certainly he'll be more than ready to go by the time training camp rolls around.
Brad, yesterday, Greg Olsen and the Panthers parted company. He's going to be 35 in March. Why or why not does it make sense for the Bears to explore the idea of bringing him back to Chicago?
Well, I think the Bears need to consider all tight end options in terms of players that could be veterans or guys that could be potential prospects in the draft. The Olsen thing doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. First of all, he's going to be 35 years old in, I want to say, March.
Yep.
He has missed 18 games over the last three seasons. Was able to play in 14 this past year, but a foot injury kept him out of 16 games in 2017 and 2018. It would have been a fabulous idea 5 years ago. I don't think Olsen's going, if he wants to continue his career, I don't think he's going to do it at a bargain rate, right? He's going to want to be paid like a pretty good player. The Bears owe Trey Burton guys $6.8 million this season. So I don't know that they have the structure where they can pay Burton that 6.8 and then give Olsen, say, 7.5. I mean, if you're Greg Olsen, would you come to the Chicago Bears for a dollar less than Trey Burton?
Yeah. I mean, and the problem is you can't save any money with Burton, right? I mean, there's no way you can cut him and get any savings. Yeah, it's already sunk cost. Yep.
When you talk about the $6.8 million that Trey Burton's owed this year, $4 million of it is guaranteed. So, I mean, you could send him packing if you wanted to, but it would have to be with $4 million in his luggage as a nice parting gift. So I don't know how realistic that is. And again, Olsen's going to be 35. So are you better off looking at some younger options, either younger veteran options or maybe a draft pick? Because if Olsen is a fix for you, you're talking about a temporary Band-Aid at the point that he's at in his career and with opportunities that he'll likely have ahead in television. And if Greg Olsen is able to choose between a few teams, you'd have to think that, you know, in his situation, as he evaluates offers he could receive, Mitch Trubisky's not going to be high on his list of guys he wants to go play with, right?
No, I would think that that's probably a safe bet. Brad, the last time we saw, or last time I remember watching Trey Roberson play football, it was for Illinois State at quarterback in the FCS National Championship game several years ago. The Bears signed him this week from the CFL to play cornerback, a position he converted to up there. What are your expectations, and what was that all about?
Well, Roberson's a guy who, you know, went to the Vikings on a tryout basis in rookie minicamp and flashed enough to make the practice squad, which you've got to flash to do that. They don't just keep you around because they you know, hey, this guy's got a good story or something. So he flashes a little. He makes the practice squad. They've had some established players in that secondary. They were able to stay relatively healthy, and so opportunities never really opened up for him there. He goes up to the CFL, and he really took off in Calgary, and he was the boundary corner there. They play on the larger field in the CFL, and so he was the guy that would line up to the wide side of the field, meaning there's a lot more real estate he's covering than the other cornerback on the opposite side. And he did really well. 7 interceptions this past season, and the majority of them came in the first month of the season. And then some of the opponents just were really hesitant to throw the ball to his side. So he's got pretty good size for a corner, you know, 6 foot, 190. He can run pretty well. So you've got some good measurables. And then he's had production at that level in the CFL. So from that standpoint, when you consider the Bears' depth chart, I think it makes sense bring him in, allow him to compete, and see what he can do. Now, he's not young at this point. He's 27, but that's a position where certain guys have absolutely aged pretty well. So I think it makes sense, and it helps them out when you consider that the Bears are short on draft picks in the first 4 rounds anyway, and are going to be snug against the cap space, certainly in comparison to other teams.
Well, and I think that is really an interesting point that you're making, because, you know, people are talking all the time about, you know, you can't pay Leonard Floyd $13.33 million or whatever it is, $222 million. You can't, give Prince $9 million. But how do you get better? How do you stay good if you lose players? And how much of the money that you have are you going to have to put back into the same positions, right? I mean, they still need a safety. I mean, you start looking at a shopping list. When you don't have draft picks, it's difficult.
The idea that the Bears, and I think they're going to keep Floyd, certainly they'd have to pull an absolute 180-degree turn from, you know, what Ryan Pace said about Floyd at the end of the season, but Leonard Floyd's due $13.2 million. So people look at that and say, well, they can create $13.2 in savings if they cut him. Only if they have a guy on the roster right now that you look at and say, boy, all this guy needs is a chance. He just needs an opportunity, and he's going to take the ball and run with it. They've got a clear future starter sitting right here. You know, a guy on his rookie contract where Floyd leaves, you plug this guy in, you go, and you have a seamless transition. That guy's not on the roster. So now you have to replace Leonard Floyd by spending money, and all of a sudden that 13.2 that you saved, what if the replacement costs 8? Well, you haven't saved $13.2 million, and I don't know that you can get an adequate replacement. You know, the edge defenders, they don't grow on trees.
Right. Brad, what's been your favorite Bears-related angle at the Super Bowl this week?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Robbie Gould, Tobe.
Yeah, Dave Tobe getting an opportunity to be back in the game again. I think you know, a guy who's been, he's been an assistant in the National Football League a long time now, probably coming up on about 20 years, and is part of one of the most famous special teams play in the history of the Super Bowl, the Devin Hester return in Super Bowl 41. He's back there. You know, that Raheem Mostert story,
yeah,
while very briefly a Bear, I think is just a great football story and testament to hard work and perseverance and how you see these stars shine on the biggest stage for the game. You know, Malcolm Butler, the rookie undrafted free agent with the interception for the Patriots a couple years ago. James Harrison, the Steelers linebacker who had that huge game in the Super Bowl. He was an undrafted free agent. So the Mostert story is a really terrific one.
Who's going to win the game and what will the score be?
Boy, this is a tough one.
You know, yeah.
I think this is a really, you've got two fantastic teams here. And I'm really interested in watching this. And sometimes I think when you look at a game and it sets up and you say, boy, this is going to be a game for the ages, it can turn into a dud. You know, you have a turnover or two and all of a sudden it's a 13, 14 point game. I picked the 49ers guys because of the defense and because of my concerns about the Kansas City defense. So kind of combining those two factors. I think Jimmy Garoppolo's gotten the short end of the stick this week in some discussions. He's not better than Patrick Mahomes, but the idea that Jimmy Garoppolo's a weak spot for the 49ers is clearly false. I think he was eighth in the league in passer rating this season at 102. So I picked 49ers 31, Chiefs 24, and I'm hoping to see a doozy.
Look at you going for the local boy story, the local angle, the football romantic in you calling for the upset.
Is it really? I mean, what's the spread right now? 1.5?
I think it might have hit 2, but I'm with you, Big Z.
Yeah, okay.
To me, it's a line of scrimmage issue. You know, if I think the Niners can win. Well, it's, I'm saying, if the Niners can win both sides of the line of scrimmage, won't they win a close game if it's 2 points?
One would think so. Yeah, one would think so, but you're not going to put anything past Patrick Mahomes, and he's got a wealth of talent around him.
They're
on
fast.
Offense.
Yeah. All right, Big Z. Thank you, buddy.
Good talking with you, Brad.
Enjoy the game.
All right, guys, enjoy the game. Have a great weekend.
Yep.
That's our guy, Brad Biggs, football man for the Chicago Tribune.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.